Talking right now with Chris Moore. Of course, he is the head football coach for the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. They travel down to take on Camanita on a Friday night. And, Coach, as always, it's good to catch up with you.
Yep, good to talk to you again, Jeff.
Coach, beginning to wind down the regular season. Hard to believe we're on week 7 of an 8-week regular season already. What are you guys starting to focus on in practice? What's some of the main things that you've been looking at?
Yeah, it's amazing how fast it's went. You know, you waited forever to come, and now it's towards the end. And, you know, as far as focus, we're just, you know, just cleaning up and our plays and stuff, and just do a better job of executing our plays. And then, you know, just fundamentals. You know, always talking about fundamentals.
Coach, you guys, as we said, head down to Camanita. They're ranked at number one. You guys went down there a couple of years ago and knocked them off. Is that something that you guys have talked to the kids about at all?
Not really. You know, it's two different teams we have. But, you know, we just talk about, you know, just go out and play your game. And, you know, we have nothing to lose. They have everything to lose, you know. So, you know, play reckless, have fun, and, you know, just leave it all on the field.
Where are some areas you feel like maybe you can take advantage of them, maybe some weaknesses that you guys have noticed on film?
Definitely in our passing game, like, you know, play a zone coverage or at times in a man coverage and really soft man. So, you know, hopefully we can exploit that with our speed. You know, other than the speed kit, I think we have overall, you know, 3 or 4 guys that have great speed that we can utilize. And then, you know, our offensive line and defensive line just got to, you know, that we're outsized up there again. They're really big on both sides of the ball there. You know, we just got to, you know, do our best to plug up some holes and then just maintain blocks the best we can. And just, you know, give that 3 or 4 seconds for Tanner to, you know, throw the ball.
Talk about that passing game for you guys. How have you felt like it's developed this season, and where do you feel like you guys are strong at it right now?
It's definitely been a roller coaster, for sure. But, you know, Tanner does a great job. He's a great leader back there. And then, you know, Preston Easton, Peyton, Gabe, Strada, you know, all run great routes. You know, I feel the strongest is, you know, just – using our speed and exploiting people on one-on-one with Easton, and then, you know, and then we come underneath with the rest of the guys when they really back off and want to play over top. So that's the advantage for us there.
Coach, do you feel like they're going to try to take away the short or the deep game from you tonight?
Definitely the deep game. That's where we've had the most success. You know, that's what I would do, you know, make us dink and dunk down the field and, you know, earn it instead of just a big explosive play. So, you know, we got to settle in and find some holes and when they're in zone, and then we got to run good crisp routes when they're man-to-man on us.
Coach, when they have the ball, everybody talks about the speaker kid, and they should. Very good. Carries the ball almost every play. They put him in at quarterback and let him throw and stuff, but he's got other weapons around him. What's the defensive game plan for you guys tonight?
Yeah, definitely. We got to maintain the best we can at that line of scrimmage. You know, at times last week in the Xyre film, and then, you know, other games too. If you can contain him at the line of scrimmage, make him make that first cut at the line of scrimmage, that's when teams have success stopping him. But when he gets out in the open field, look out. Really elusive, just great at juking, making guys miss in the open field. So, you know, and like I said earlier, we'll have our hands full. They got great size up front. But, you know, we got to play gap sound defense up there and do the best we can to kind of control that line of scrimmage and get some pressure on him early and slow him down before he gets a head of steam going.
Can defenses focus on him too much, or is he just that good that the focus needs to be on him?
No, you can't really focus on him because they got the Tickner kid that plays tight end and another tailback for him and the Rich kid. They're really good receivers. And, you know, if you get sucked in and focused on him, they do catch you with a counter. And, you know, and then two, if you, you know, and keep, get your eyes in the backfield, and you know, Rich Kidd and Tickner Kidd have great speed, the Kaufman Kidd, you know, they can hit you deep too for a big gain.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about kind of building with some of the young kids, you know, right now kind of sitting on the outside of potentially a playoff berth. What do you guys look at as far as getting some reps for the younger kids and stuff like that to continue to try and win this season but also build for the future?
Definitely, you know, at the offensive line, I'm playing a freshman and then Raiden Doty, who's a junior that really hasn't played, so he continues to grow for us. Jacob Strada at the tight end has seen a lot of reps. You know, with the kind of injuries that we've had, you know, those guys have been getting a lot of reps. So, you know, and then we just continue to build, and we still have another JV game. We're getting guys lots of reps. Our numbers are low there, so guys get to play a lot. So, you know, we've been building, and the kids have been working really hard and, you know, just leaving everything on the field for us. And the kids just do a great job of just getting better every day and just continue to work hard.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate your time. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you Friday night on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show.
Yep, Jeff, I appreciate it, and go CRB.
You bet. Head Coach Chris Mora again with the Coon Rapids Bayard Crusaders. Again, they travel down to Camadita coming up on Friday night.